Business owners know every missed call is money left on the table. For $15 a month, get a dedicated business number with OpenPhone. You can manage calls, assign conversations, send auto replies, and skip voicemail with OpenPhone's AI agent that captures leads 24/7. Join over 60,000 businesses using OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. They'll even port your existing numbers for free. openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls. No missed customers.
I mean, bring it on, man. Not striking out. You know, get advance the runner. You know, gee whiz.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, just get him on, get him over, get him in.
What caller would you like to catch a ball game with? Because Jan just solidified her spot with me. Jan, I'm going to try to get in touch with you. And when I'm holding, I want to watch a game with Jan.
Oh, heck yeah.
Who would you – did anybody pop to mind? Any caller, or texter, YouTuber?
Well, first, before we get to that, you really are a man of the people. And I'd say that this show is a right, show then. Of the people.
No, there's like, a backhead baby Steiny show.
No.
Tell me where
I'm
you're going.
I'm not quite Steiny, that's not yet. But no, I was going to say, you've taken a caller to a game. Like you've gone.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have done watch parties, obviously, and been out in different locales and watched games with people and chopped it up.
Yeah.
But you've gone to
games. My man Shaka. And real quick, organically, we're out. He came and supported us. We were out at Public Market in Emeryville. And Risotto, something made me ask him. We were talking about old Oracle. I said, have you been to Chase? He said, not yet. And somebody just minutes before it helped me with some tickets. Went and had a good time, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, like shout out Shaka.
Well, you said somebody helped you with tickets?
Well, they came from the basketball gods. So I had them. And I was like, you know what? Before I go call in the regulars, and you and I, you know, been to many games. I was like, let me see, take somebody that I hadn't been.
Yeah, and I mean, a series like tonight is huge. Dude, these tickets are, Lord, they're more than a Cooper Flag debut.
Is this the best rivalry in sports, or are you going to go? And I ain't mad, Padres-Dodgers, because there is bad blood.
Well, it's one of the most historic rivalries. You probably got to go Yankees-Red Sox, but this is the West Coast marquee rivalry of history. But no, I mean, right now, like,
because it used to be Niners-Seattle. Harbaugh, Carroll, that was war.
I mean, I think the Seahawks are still the biggest. Well, Rams are moving into that place for the Niners. But I think people still hate the Seahawks the most. And I think, obviously, Giants fans hate the Dodgers the most. But I think, you know, that's why, like, this series is big for the Giants. I still think that there's a little more between the players, like the actual teams. I think there's more heat between the Padres and the Dodgers now.
And you know, I told you about a month ago when those two teams played, the managers were shoving each other. I'm like, dude, this is, and they're both closer in proximity than the Giants and Dodgers. I'm just like, man, this is, there's something here.
Well,
so
their manager, Schilt, is a rat ass. Shout out Will Clark. Like, Bob Melvin's not
okay,
that guy.
Okay, I got you.
Bob Melvin doesn't have
the knees
to be swinging on people
anymore. Do you believe a team takes on his manager's personality? Or is that era of sports over? Or did you ever resign to that? I do believe that.
A little bit. I think it's a bit more – it's rarer to find nowadays because I think a lot of the managers are just extensions of their front office. But Melvin, because he does have some gravitas and, what, three-time manager of the year and all the rest, I do think that he has – his team does resemble him a little bit, which some people might have a problem with. I kind of like it.
Yeah, and this is so hashtag random, Evan. This team is not won anything here lately, but I look at the Baltimore Ravens and what I believe I to know of John Harbaugh. I think that team plays like him. Like he's bringing something to the table emotionally. If that makes any sense, like I guess that's the biggest compliment I could give a head coach. I feel like they're, Evan, I'm trying to say, almost fear factor in regard just a respect level of being your best. You say, good, that's every man, coach, but I look at Harbaugh like they play like how he is, his personality.
Well, I think you found something here, too. Like, if I asked you this, an 888-957-9570, Evan in for Steiny with Goo. We got Nick Hamilton coming up, SiriusXM, at 12:15. He's going to help us preview the Dodgers and Giants series. If I asked you and our listeners which Bay Area head coach or manager is most emblematic of their team, Shanahan for the Niners, Kerr for the Warriors, Melvin for the Giants.
Wow.
How would you answer that? I actually think it's Kyle Shanahan.
Please explain.
Well, Steve Kerr, a lot of people, I think, would point to him because the team is, you know, kind of, it feels like his in many ways, the motion offense and, you know, the fit over talent and stuff like that. But I don't know, when I watch the Niners play, it kind of feels like that's who Kyle Shanahan is. You know, he wants to be someone that can, like, he seems to me to be like a control freak.
Yeah.
And when things aren't in control, the Niners and Kyle, for that matter, really struggle. And so that's why I think if I was going to look at a team and say, like, who best embodies their head coach? I think it's the 49ers.
Now, Evan, there is no wrong answer, and it's crazy we got here.
All three of them, I think, are pretty close.
I'm in total agreement with you up until the Super Bowl when we found out that Kyle, if you believe it or not, he's the head coach, that his team, Mr. Button Up, didn't have his team button up to the degree the world knew that a Kyle Shanahan football team did not know the overtime rules. Now, I'm not saying that's why they lost, E, but the guy that I thought was a control freak and rule freak and a guy that stayed up at night because he was dotting his I's and crossing his T's, what if I told you that Kyle Shanahan took a hit? You'd be like, dude, what's that mean? It just took a hit. So it's not Melvin for me, because there's just something on the bone that I can't put my finger on that I feel like he's missing. But Steve Kerr moves in such silence, but when it's time to speak up, and I'm going off the court with the social issues, he will bring a hammer as big as a Thor. So that reminds me of Steph. He gives Draymond Green, some say too much, all the room in the world to spread his wings, to be demonstrative. But you know what Kerr is going to do? Back him up, E. So I'm going Steve Kerr.
I think that's totally fair. But to me, it's like
Kyle. I wanted to say Kyle.
Well, Kerr and Curry have obviously been connected for the longest time. And I think that also someone like Draymond Green is, he, like, Kerr's a lot like him in many ways, just maybe not as as vocal. But I think that Kerr is he's got some junkyard dog to him. But, you know, I don't know, when I watch the 49ers play, whether they're good, whether they're bad, and in a way, the Super Bowl failures, I do think are, like, that's a part of Kyle's story right now. That's a part of who he is. And the shortcomings in big moments, the lack of being able to, you know, I don't know if it's get it done in a big moment or just hold on. There is, like, Kyle Shanahan, I think, has the goods, but only when things are in his control.
Manny, like, you're on fire. And tell me if I'm being fair. You're my doctor right now. I'm on your couch. I hear what you're putting down with Kyle, but I don't want to be that friend that says, hey, I got an ear. Tell me what's going on, Evan. And then 2 days later, throw what you shared with me in your face. Like, I got friends. I don't like that. So what I'm telling you is, when we found out that Kyle threw the...
Hi, I'm Darina, co-founder of OpenPhone. My dad is a business owner, and growing up, he always kept his ringtone super loud so he'd never miss a customer call. OpenPhone gives your team business phone numbers to call and text all in one shared workspace, and our AI agent answers 24/7 so you never miss a customer. Over 60,000 businesses use OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers.
The throwaway line about, I had to go upstairs and, this is me paraphrasing,
yeah,
and stop the trade, or I wanted to trade them. That to me was like confusion. And then I go and I say, well, that's why maybe in 2019, when you had the ball last and you were gashing the Chiefs on the ground, you threw the ball. Why did you throw the ball? Because you're great at what you do, but in moments to where you got to be Cool Hand Luke, I felt like you were second-guessing yourself. So I put that in my mental Rolodex. And then when I hear him talk about the trade, yeah, I had to go upstairs and pull the fat. You know, I kind of put all that under the same umbrella. Do you think that's fair, unfair, or par for the course?
Well, he definitely has more of his fingerprints on the 49ers than I think Kerr or Melvin do on their teams. As much as people like to say that like Kerr controls the roster, I think it's
it's far more
collaborative than that.
No doubt.
But yeah, I mean, Shanahan, I think, does have final say, or pretty damn close to final say, on what his roster is. So when he goes up to get Brandon Ayuk back in a 49ers jersey.
See, that was just...
Well, that was the wrong decision, number one.
Okay, well, I
think so.
But
I mean,
the fact that you were so conflicted, you would share that story, like, Evan, in a perfect world, I'm like, stand on business. You trade him or not. Don't tell us. You were like, do I call or do I not call? You know, and he's human. But, Evan, that didn't sit well with me.
I also think that he just...
Like, I thought he was a gangster. Like, make the decision.
Kyle?
Yeah.
Well, I think he is. What, he named his son after, after a rapper.
Carter, yeah.
Yeah, but I, like, Kyle Shanahan, and I think also just the way that the quarterbacks have been handled since he's gotten here, you know, he's very picky. He needs exactly a specific type of person, of thrower, you know, of I don't know if manager is the right word, but a guy that is going to do what he wants. Like, as much as Kerr, I do think, is, you know, like the Warriors do reflect him in many ways. I don't look at him like things have to go exactly the way he sees it. Kyle Shanahan, meanwhile, it's almost like, and football is a different sport. There's a lot more moving parts, but he has to be at the controls. Like, you and Bonte, during the last break, we're talking about college football, the new NCAA football game.
Bonte got me back out of retirement. Yeah.
That's how I imagine Kyle. Like, he's at the joysticks of everything that happens with the 49ers. Meanwhile, Kerr is a little more hands-off. Mm. And I think a big reason for that is he's got Steph Curry and Draymond Green. And now my biggest question going into next season for the 49ers is going to be...
I can't wait.
How hands-off Kyle is now that he... ostensibly has a quarterback that he trusts.
Yeah, we're going to find out. And Evan, some may come for me on this take. I mean, ain't too strong. I'm being real. I've given Brock Purdy all the kudos in the world. He's earned it. I told you one of his best attributes, I believe, is his Wi-Fi is faster than a lot of other quarterbacks that have been playing for a while. They'll remain nameless. But what if I sat here and told you after last year, which wasn't bad, but I just, as a collective, I don't think it was up to the Niners standards nor Purdy's. What if I told you this is a big year for me? He's got the money. And I said he already
for
earned
Kyle
it.
For Kyle or for?
For Purdy.
Mm.
Like, this is a big year just for him to let me know he's that guy from the first 2 years. Or can you understand somebody being a little, like, he got his chicken, I'm not fighting that, but could be a little, there's a little trepidation in regard to who is he?
So you mean like when Chris Rose of John Boy Media and NFL Network the other day said that, I want to see one more year of Purdy.
He did. I forgot that.
When the chips are down kind of deal.
Remember, and I jumped down Steiny's throat 2 years ago when he's like, I want to see Purdy. When I'm like, why would you want that? But of course it happened. And I'm not saying he was terrible, Evan, but it was different. He looked human.
Last year, I think there were more excuses built in because of the amount of injuries around that team. This year... I think we are in a little less of an excuses situation. Like, I was, I did a hit with one of our Odyssey stations in Chicago the other day, and they asked me about the 49ers. And so one of the questions was like, do you think that fans are losing trust in Kyle Shanahan? And I don't know, maybe people are, and we can certainly talk about it.
Wow.
But I think there's still another year that he has to redeem himself. Like, the last time that the Niners had a down year, it proved to just be a blip on the radar because they followed 2020 with a trip to the NFC Championship game, three straight times, Super Bowl appearance,
bounce
all the rest.
Back.
And they bounce right back. I think that people are more apprehensive about their chances to bounce back now because the team isn't as young. Man. The team isn't on paper as talented as maybe the 2021 group. And maybe some of it has to do with the quarterback. But I also think that Shanahan, it's like, well, can he pull a rabbit out of a hat a second time? Can they just get back on the tracks? I think they can, and not just because of the schedule. I think that this is a good enough team in their division. But I understand the hesitance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And what's that old cartoon? Is it Bugs Bunny? You got to be, or Elmer Fudd, you got to be very careful because I'm hearing a lot of Niner fans talk about and point their finger, oh, the schedule. But you were a team. Nobody wants to hear the excuses, Evan. The bottom line is the San Francisco 49ers, a year after almost winning the Super Bowl, did not make the playoffs. That still shocked me. Okay, everybody has something going on and reasons, but Austin and San Jose coming at me. Guru, Brock has not earned it. Brock will be on the clock with this new contract. There could be something to that, but what's bigger, Austin, to me in play is Kyle and John have built a bully. They've had two shots at it, more than two shots at it, two shots in the Super Bowl to get that ring, Evan. Then you had times to get close, you got knocked off. Naturally in sports, there's an X date. And I'm just wondering, naturally, have the Niners lost guys like, and I know you're going to laugh at me, the linebacker who I think is the heart and soul, who was with Denver now. So when you start losing little stuff like that, that I believe is going to be big and you just can't replace in one off season, I am curious to see where this Niner thing is going. And Evan, I'll title it this. Dynasties last oh so long, so that's why you want to cash in for all the blood, sweat, and tears.
Well, they never
and the
had
great
one.
Drafted. Right.
They never had a dynasty. The Warriors.
Well, okay, I got you. But they had a dynastic 5-year run up with the Chiefs.
They
should have beat them
they
twice.
They had a great 5-year run.
Yes.
Not a dynastic one. You got to cash in when you're at the casino. All right, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station and home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk. Righteously brewed in San Francisco. Which Bay Area head coach or manager most resembles their team? You know, Goo was talking about how managers in baseball often are representations of their group. I do think that Melvin is one, but do you think it's more Steve Kerr with the Warriors? Do you think it's Kyle Shanahan with the Niners? Evan Infersteiny with Goo is what we're talking about. Let's go out to Marin, get Mike in on the conversation. Mike, good morning, man. What's going on? How are you?
I'm doing good. This is a great show. I was going to say,
man.
I think Bob Melvin, no problem. I think Bob Melvin basically exemplifies the Giants because they're basically overmatched. They're hamstrung with contracts that are going to ruin them. As within 2 years, by signing Devers for that money and Adames, in 2 years, you're basically going to have two guys that you're going to have to DFA because they can't produce. They're going to be too, they're aged so much because you have to look at these players. Youth is in the legs and in the spine. And if you look at Devers, that's where he's having problems. So he's aging. And same with Adames. Both of their bat speed is down. It's not that they can't hit. It's that they can't generate the bat speed to do what they did before. Their hitting approach and all their skills are the same, but their speed is reducing. That happens when the shoulders start to get stiff. So what's going to happen in 2 years? Bob Melvin's going to be here, and he's hamstrung with these contracts. He's going to have to DFA Adames Endeavors because they're going to be taking up roster spots for younger players.
Let them go.
That should be playing. And what are you going to do? So he looks confused. He looks lost, but he's getting paid. He just looks like a deer in the headlights. He's like, oh, dude, we're not going to win this year. We're not going to win 2 years from now.
Damn, Mike.
And look what?
He can't, Mike. You're ready for the improv, Mike. Come on. Was that real, Evan? That wasn't real. Come on. You got guys in the back, Carter and Reza. That was stick, right?
He's
Come on.
Speaking his truth, and I
There's
appreciate
no
the
way.
Call, Mike. Thank
what
you very
is
much.
It? Overmatched? What are we doing?
I want to ask him what he's watching tonight, the Giants
or the
Dodgers.
What he's smoking. Come on, E. That wasn't legit. That was material.
No, well, I'm not going to lie. Like, I have my concerns about this contract in 2030. But, both contracts, to be honest.
He's blocking up.
I'm not even a year in. Well, Adames has played 90 games, right. But Devers has played 22. Now, I'm not saying that Mike.
That was Breaking Bad. Call.
There's a possibility he's proven correct. But. I don't think that's going to be for
but
a while.
Right,
long time.
He's trying to put out a fire. Nobody's even got the matches yet. Like, dude, hold on. Right. Boy.
Well, I think he represents
a
small faction.
He was code red.
People.
Dude.
Who don't believe the contracts are going to age well.
Okay. All right. So that's the big takeaway.
Yeah, but they never do. Like, okay, let's can we put the rat on the table brought to you by ADCO Pest Control?
Let's do it.
The San Francisco Giants did not pay Willy Adames and Rafael Devers to be great through the entirety of their contracts. I think they paid them so that they could get three, maybe four good years out of these players.
I think you're describing every contract in sports.
Well, in the NBA, you can't sign a guy, I think, for more than five. So that's a little bit different. But yeah, like, I mean, the Warriors paid Jimmy Butler for 2 years knowing that he probably is not going to get better.
But how about Draymond?
You wanted two good years, and then the third one you might have to just bite. Well, the Draymond one, that one.
But you get my drift.
Yeah.
All right. Sure, I got you. Sure. Shout out Dre.
Sure. No, but like, you know, the Celtics paying Drew Holiday for an additional 4 years, they gave him the extension last year. Like, that one, you know, probably not going to age well. That's why they chose to get off of him. But
he was panties.
Who? Oh, Mike?
Mike is a boy. If that was legit, I got you.
Yeah, and this is from the 925 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Guys, none of the baseball contracts are looking good in 2030. That I agree with. But we're in 2025.
Hello. And if we know anything, if you turn on the TV, the idiot box, tomorrow is not promised, E, so I'm enjoying every day. I ain't got time to look at 2030.
Yeah, I'm talking about 7-Eleven today, right now, 2025. And they take on the Dodgers later tonight. They got their stud, Logan Webb, going. And then Roop throws tomorrow, Robbie Ray on Sunday. And then we get to see three All-Stars. Well, only get to see two of them.
And I got my margarita from the bet. Could you believe Stani tried to wiggle out of it? Some people text me on the side, but
well, I think he's a nice guy because there was clearly some disagreement.
Yeah, right.
Well,
it started real quick.
You guys agreed
four.
To disagree.
Yeah.
Started and then with four, then became three.
He broke it down to three pitchers after I was saying they could have four total.
Now, I do have to ask again this question.
Too, Evan.
Why'd you have to post it?
To let people know, to save his rep, to let people know he paid up.
Well, but You could have just came on today and said that Steiny paid the bet.
Yeah, yeah.
Which he always does.
Social media. I just wanted to post it. Leave me alone. Damn.
I'm trying to figure out ways to get that screen time down.
Evan, I'm working on it. Seriously. But I missed the LeBron thing. So
just stay out of the casino. That's
I guess Clay's dating? Oh, boy.
All right, well, one we got to confirm.
He's my all-star.
LeBron.
Same Clay to me.
That's true. Clay hasn't changed one bit. You got to give that guy credit. He's genuine.
Yeah.
He's putting together a Jeter roster is what he's doing.
Modern day James Bond, if you know what I mean.
Which one? Oh, you like
Roger Moore. There's only one James Bond.
Well, there's actually several.
This new guy, Rogaine for Men, that ain't James Bond.
You better take it easy on Daniel Craig.
Get out of here.
Craig's the best one, and I've seen all of them.
And Bronson was a damn pretty. You got to have a head full of hair to be Bond.
People come down my road like I don't know anything before 2005. I've seen James Bond, and I know Roger Moore's a dog.
Evan, that dude, man. Watch your wife around Roger Moore. James Bond, I'm telling you.
Goldeneye.
Smooth. They call me Dark Gable.
Excuse me?
That was my nickname I gave myself back in the day.
You can't
Not Clark,
be doing
Dark
that.
Gable, baby. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, you mentioned LeBron. I mean, like, seriously, do you want to do that now or on the other side?
Let's do it on the other side.
Okay.
Yeah,
Well, are you fatigued by it? Like, what are you fatigued by more? Kuminga or LeBron?
Kuminga. It is. What like, I feel truly, and I know I posted the video clip to you and you were right next to me, but Evan, I feel bad the way that this the CBA is written, and guys, not just Kuminga, are watching other guys get $500 million, you know, shout out Bancaro and the rest of the gang, but everybody on OKC roster, what I don't like, Evan, is what I told Steiny, and I mean this. I wish there was a drop-dead date. Okay, play this game. But then we got to know, the players got to know, free agency's over. It can't just be this thing that just is endless. And you know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's good for anybody. There should be a date. You can finesse, do what you want to do, but then their decisions have to be, shout out LeBron, the decision. Like, I don't think it's good for the game that this thing could just go on, maybe even to September. Like, come on, Evan.
Why? I mean,
who's like that benefit? Like, I'm just, forget Kuminga, just the player, the team. I mean, they're playing in front of the world a game of chicken.
Well, but the only people that are satisfied by it is us. I mean, I think,
Yeah, but it's like, overkill, though, right?
No, I mean, both sides want clarity, but if there's no agreement that they can find... Like, to me, neither side has any reason to put pen to paper right now, or tomorrow, or the day after. They can wait as long as they want. I think they can wait until September, if they really wanted to.
And I guess that's what I'm saying. So you're saying that's fine with you. Because that's why, it's not just me, Evan. It's free agencies, decisions need to be made. But man, if this one can just linger for a couple more months... Not to get stale, because when the news breaks, we're going to all be on it. But I'm just like, I wish there was a more, concrete date, and we got the finality of everything that's supposed to happen. Let me know if you're going to marry me or propose to me. If not, I'm out.
Well, you know? there is a little bit of that, but clearly it wasn't a loving marriage, or it wasn't a loving relationship. Mm. You know, again, I just used this before, but I feel like it's two people that are trying to figure out who's going to take what from the house before they move out. And that's going to happen, or it's not going to happen. But I there is something about the LeBron thing, though, today. And I'll talk about what happened.
Okay. Hi, I'm Darina, co-founder of Open Phone. My dad is a business owner. And growing up, he always kept his ringtone super loud so he'd never miss a customer call. Open Phone gives your team business phone numbers to call and text all in one shared workspace. And our AI agent answers 24/7 so you never miss a customer. Over 60,000 businesses use Open Phone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. Open Phone. No missed calls, no missed customers.